The U.S. Supreme Court ruled today that the federal government can shield former government contractors from testifying about the torture of a post-9/11 detainee. The decision will likely make it harder for victims to expose secret government misconduct in the future. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Abu Zubaydah was the first prisoner held by the CIA to undergo what was, at the time, euphemistically called enhanced interrogation. He was waterboarded, slammed against walls, put in a coffin-like box for hours at a time, and more. Joseph Margulies, who would later become Zubaydah's lawyer, says the worst of it lasted for 20 days, 24 hours a day.
He was waterboarded 83 times in that period alone.
In the end, two CIA contractors who supervised Zubaydah's interrogation concluded that the CIA had the wrong man, that he was not a high-level al-Qaeda operative. All of this was documented by the European Court on Human Rights, by widespread reports in the press, and by a lengthy Senate Intelligence Committee report. In fact, the CIA did allow the now former contractors to write extensively and to testify in limited circumstances about the enhanced interrogation program. But when lawyers for Zubaydah subpoenaed them so that their testimony could be turned over to prosecutors in Poland where Zubaydah was interrogated, the U.S. government blocked the move. The CIA director invoked the so-called state secrets privilege, a doctrine created by the Supreme Court in 1953 that allows the government to shield evidence harmful to national security. In this case, both the Trump and Biden administrations maintained that even though the information about the torture program was widely known, if the former CIA contractors were allowed to testify, it could jeopardize U.S. relationships with foreign intelligence services. Today, the Supreme Court, in a very fractured opinion, ruled in favor of the government. There were a total of four opinions, including a furious dissent written by conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch and joined by liberal Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.